Both of the men in the gospel passage that we just heard from St. Matthew were surprised by joy. In their joy and excitement, the man discovering the buried treasure and the merchant finding a pearl of great price were alike. In other respects, however, the two men were quite different. The first man is a day laborer, plowing his employer's field. One day, the plow catches on what he at first takes for a rock. Investigation shows it to be a pottery jar filled with gold and silver coins. He realizes that this unexpected find can change his life, giving him the first financial security he has ever known. But he also realizes that he has a problem. The law of the day said that buried treasure belonged to the person on whose property it was found. Rather than carrying off the treasure at once, this laborer carefully buries the jar again and finishes his day's work. Later, he makes his employer an offer for the field. And when his offer is accepted, the man is overjoyed. The purchase has cost him everything he has. The treasure, which is now his, however, is worth far more. The merchant is different. He is looking for treasure. Years of buying and selling has sharpened his eye and refined his taste. One day, walking through the bazaar, he sees a pearl so large and flawless that it takes his breath away. Buying it will mean sacrifice of all he owns, but no matter. When one finds perfection, no price is too high to pay. Jesus is saying, God's kingdom is like that. Neither of these two men thinks for a minute of the sacrifice he is making. Both think only of the joy of their new possession. Must we pay a price to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ? Of course. And sometimes that price can be high. But when we think only of the cost of discipleship, we make our religion, our faith, grim and forbidding. In these two little parables, Jesus is emphasizing not the cost, but the infinitely greater reward. From the great chorus of Christian disciples, who, like the men in these two readings, have been surprised by joy, let us look for a moment at St. Augustine. All through his 20s, the intellectually brilliant Augustine wanted to be a Christian, but he was unable to give up his life of indulgence. After Augustine opened his soul and accepted the grace that God in his infinite love and mercy offered him, the grace of conversion, Augustine wrote that what he had sacrificed for Jesus Christ was nothing compared to the treasure that he had found. What do we most desire in life? What guides our life? On what do we focus our time, talent, and energy? As followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus challenges us, calls us, indeed invites us to focus on the treasure that awaits us in the kingdom of heaven. As followers of Jesus Christ, we know that discipleship can have its cost, but we also know that it brings us joy, unending joy, everlasting happiness, and eternal life. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.